With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump will use his State of the Union address Tuesday night to take a look at a number of successes he's had, making America stronger, of course, and Republicans, he says, deserve to keep control of Congress after the midterms. The president is expected to note the economy continues to grow while endorsing increased spending funding. It appears California state government did indeed pay protesters some $100 million. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman with that story.
Alleges that the state funneled $115 million in taxpayer funds to the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights and other groups engaged in organizing protest and advancing left-wing causes. The funding reportedly supported voter outreach, policy advocacy, and programs aimed at immigration rights and activism.
The coalition engaged in GoTV efforts during the 2020 election and claimed credit for securing $175 million in COVID relief for illegal immigrants. There's been another arrest in Britain connected to Jeffrey Epstein.
Former British ambassador to the U.S. Peter Mandelson was arrested in connection with his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Police did not mention Mandelson by name, but said officers arrested a 72-year-old man on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Mandelson was seen leaving his home with plainclothes officers. The investigation involves documents suggesting Mandelson passed sensitive government information to Epstein a decade and a half ago. The arrest comes 4 days after Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was arrested on suspicion of a similar offense related to his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. In Kansas, state lawmakers passing the bathroom bill. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
To do it, they had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The new statute will bar males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Republican Representative Carolyn Cahar says, quote, "Our young women deserve to have restrooms and locker rooms where they can undress without men in the room. This bill protects girls and women, the ones feminists used to claim to stand for. It will go into effect in Kansas immediately." Michael Harrington reporting.
A hopeful sign in war-torn Balkan nation, Kosovo's Christian and Muslim communities both embarking peacefully on a traditional period of fasting and spiritual reflection last week. This year marks a very rare occasion when the start of the Muslim month of Ramadan and the Christian period of Lent, same time. This is SRN News. Well, police sometimes will find suspects from their online searches, and it is a practice that's raising some privacy concerns in a court of law. Is it wrong? Is it unconstitutional?
Criminal investigators hoping to develop suspects in difficult cases have been asking Google to reveal who searched for specific information online, seeking what's known as reverse keyboard warrants that critics warn threaten the privacy of innocent people. Unlike traditional search warrants that target a known suspect or location, keyboard warrants work backward by identifying internet addresses where searches were made in a certain window of time for particular terms, such as a street address where a crime occurred or a phrase like pipe bomb. Police have used the method to investigate a series of bombings in Texas and a fatal arson in Colorado. I'm Julie Walker.
And more details at srnnews.com.